Congratulations, you guys are bowl eligible. Let's talk about this game today with West Virginia. What a dogfight.
Yeah, they're a very physical team. We knew it was going to be physical. We knew it wasn't going to look pretty, but in the end, we ended up getting it done, even though they are an extremely good team.
Is this kind of one of the more athletic defenses you've faced all year?
Yeah, definitely up front, and their linebackers. Their linebackers fly around making plays. They like to bring extra guys down into the box. And then their defensive line, they're really good at shedding blocks, pulling guys down, getting off blocks, and then their linebackers definitely fill up hard.
I know it hasn't been the first time this year, Cody Cook being the quarterback in that pretty much the whole second half. Talk about his play, that you protected him the whole half and getting some big plays along the way.
No matter who's back there at quarterback, I think that we believe in them no matter what. Cody kind of brings a little bit more of a spark to the offense, I think. Joe definitely plays extremely hard. He's probably the toughest guy I know on the team. He takes a lot of hits throughout the game. But whenever Joe goes down, we all rally around Cody. And so I think that kind of like makes us up front play a little bit better, because we know that that's our last guy.
I want to kind of take it a little bit back further here. Of course, high school, you were tight end. Go to Butler, you moved to tackle there in the guard. Talk about the transition that you've had to make in those three different positions here in the last 4 or 5 years.
Moving from tight end to tackle at a JUCO, it wasn't much different. You know, we ran the ball a lot in high school, so I was playing mainly blocking anyways. And then my freshman year at Butler, I got to play like the extra blocking tight end. And then my sophomore year, I ended up playing tackle. So it wasn't too bad transitioning from that, just learning how to pass block. And then going down, when coming here and going down to guard, is kind of, is a little bit more of a transition than what tight end to tackle was. You got to play a little bit more physical. You got to keep your feet under you a lot more. There's a lot more guys down around your feet. You're usually tripping over somebody, but you just got to keep your feet driving throughout the whole play.
24 straight starts, mainly a senior-dominated offensive line. Talk about being kind of that camaraderie of the big guys up front and how you guys have done this year.
I think up front we've played extremely well. You know, having four seniors on the offensive line and a freshman center that's extremely smart. He's able to call plays and call out what the defense is running a lot of the times, just because he catches on to what the defense is saying. So he's extremely smart. And I think that having us five play together, really, we gel really well together, because we know what everyone plays like. We know what's going on. We're always on the same page.
Kind of a roller coaster year. You win three and then drop six games in a row there. Five of them are really close games, anybody's game. And you guys win the last three. I guess kind of reflect back on these first 12 games. What a roller coaster.
Yeah, winning the first three, beating La Tech in three overtime, something like that. That game right there was a roller coaster itself, you know. And then going down into Stillwater, playing that, and playing Oklahoma State tough, when I know a lot of people said that we weren't going to have a chance. And then after Joe got hurt, we had to play with Cody, and then Cody ended up getting hurt, and Joe came back in because he's really tough and he's just a great competitor. Played them tough, played TCU tough, and then got to OU. Just kind of wasn't the greatest showing ever, let's just put it that way. But you know, it's just then bouncing back and playing the other guy's tough. I think that it just shows that we won't ever quit on this team. There is no give up in us. You know, Coach Snyder tells us after every game, he's proud of the way that we fight. I think that's what the season is like, what you can really say this season was, is a fight, and we just never gave up.
Coach said you were going to be the next one out there at QB. How many reps have you been taking in practice?
Oh, you know, in pregame warm-up, you know, I go out there to throw the ball around some, so you never know, right?
Absolutely. 6-6, you guys get that 6-1, win your senior day game here by a nail biter. You're officially bowl eligible. How relieved is that to go into a bowl game 6-6 instead of 5-7?
Honestly, I think throughout the whole week, we all said 6-6, 6-6, 6-6. Let's just get to 6-6. And let the cards play where they will. And even at before the beginning of the game in the locker room, we were still talking about going 6-6. Let's not be 5-7. Let's earn it and earn it the right way and earn it going 6-6. So.
You have one more game left in your college playing football career. You like maybe looking at going NFL?
If the opportunity presents itself, but you know, there's always backup plans. So.
What about after football's done with your education?
With my education, I'm going to graduate in May. I got to take one class in the spring. Then probably right now I'm talking to a few companies. I'm doing phone interviews and stuff like that. So definitely getting out there in the job force.
All right. What are you majoring in?
Kinesiology with a preference in exercise physiology.